A national roundtable for livestock farmers. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Members of Congress and other ag leaders are gathering in North Carolina today to denounce frivolous nuisance lawsuits that threaten the livelihood of livestock producers. Michael Clements has more.
Friday's National Agriculture Leaders Roundtable in Raleigh, North Carolina, will expose how trial lawyers have used the language of everyday nuisance lawsuits to get around right-to-farm laws in North Carolina and win multi-million dollar verdicts against farmers who are engaged in everyday farming practices. National agriculture leaders and industry representatives will be there along with state politicians as well as U.S. Congressman David Rouser, who is convening this special congressional field hearing.
My goal with this meeting is to do really two things. One, to broaden the public awareness, not only in North Carolina, but nationwide, about the cases that are being tried, about the particular lawsuits that are being pursued here in the state of North Carolina, and also to point out the fact that this is not just a threat to North Carolina agriculture. It is a threat to American agriculture across the board.
Rouser, who chairs the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture, says legislators and industry alike need to understand what's happening with North Carolina pork could happen to almost any farmer anywhere in the nation.
I think it's very important for the country to understand what's taking place here in North Carolina. We want to highlight is the fact that nuisance really is in the eye of the beholder. And all the operations that we have all around the country, pork, poultry, cattle, you name it, there's rules and regulations that our operators are beholden to.
Rouser says federal policy is needed to help farmers.
If we don't adopt some public policy at the federal level to help create a safe harbor for our farm families from these type of suits, American agriculture could really be at risk.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.